The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Kim on a whim.
Here's a question specifically for all the guys out there. If you're in a relationship, especially if you're married, how do you think things should be split up financially? Would you be okay with 100% financially supporting your spouse? Is that how it should be? Do you think it should be 50-50? Because that's been
really
quite the debate, and there's a debate that's gone viral on TikTok, of course. But it is really sparking a lot of debate over how this should be split with couples.
I didn't know this was a debate. I mean, you know, I mean, here's the deal. A long time ago, my wife graduated from Mizzou with a degree in journalism. She worked as a newspaper reporter for several local organizations. Lost her job here, moved to South Carolina, got a job there. That's where she and I met. I was working in television news. We got engaged. We got married. We moved back here. There was a hiring freeze on at the Post at the time. We decided we wanted to start a family. At that point, we made the decision that we were going to adjust our budget to live on one income because it was important to us that she stay home with the children. It was more important to us that she do that than us have to pay daycare and all. It was just a personal decision we made. It's not judging anybody who doesn't make that decision. So I don't know that, I've just never thought of that as a debate. It's either something you make a commitment to and you want to do, or you don't. People out there who expect their spouse to pay all the bills?
Well, I don't know if it's all the bills, but quite a few bills.
Wow.
The video I was talking about that sparked this viral debate was somebody who went and asked American men this question, and then they asked the same question to Russian men. And I want to play this video, and I'll warn you, you hear obviously the American men talking, but then the Russian men, they're just speaking in Russian, and then you have captions. So I actually have to read it to you, but it's worth me playing. Listen.
For their woman.
Well, just depends, you know. Number one, why would I? But what is she doing while I'm working?
That one was the worst.
You know, it's kind of like each relationship now is a 50-50.
If it's my wife, the Russian guy, if it's my wife, then yes, because ultimately I'm responsible for her.
She has to provide for herself.
Nah, man.
If it's my wife, it's about family and children. She should be dedicating 100% of her time to raising them.
Well, wow. I mean, I would want it to be 50-50. That's the current situation I have.
Is that not what you hear more often than not is 50-50? I hear that from a lot of women. They want it 50-50. But what I find very interesting is I'm not trying to pick on men, but let's just say some of these American men who want it to be 50-50. I feel like they say, oh, well, I want you to also work. I want you to share the bills, all of the things, but also I'd like you to be the primary person raising the kids. I'd like you to be the person who's responsible for cleaning the house, all the things, but they still want you to be a 50-50 partner. And the same goes for women. Women say, oh, 50-50, and I want to be an equal partner, but they want the man to be sacrificial and do all of these things for them. It just, in my opinion, does not work like that. I think there's been such a shift in our culture, and I would argue that it's the man's job. It's his duty and honor to be able to support the family financially. Look at me. Here I am working. I love this job. But my husband's the primary breadwinner, and I still care for our son the majority of the time, right? This job is amazing for many reasons, but one of the best parts of it is that it allows me to still be a mom most of the day. I can get him by, as early as I want. I still have him in the majority of the day.
Right.
I still do a lot of the housework. He, of course, helps, but it's primarily me because I have more of the day off. It's just funny to me when I hear this debate and people get so angry when you suggest that, it has to be 50-50, and then we've swung the pendulum too far. I'll say it like that.
I almost feel like I'm so far removed from that debate that I don't even, I can't really wrap my brain around it. I mean, here's the thing. You're if you're in a relationship and both sides aren't giving 50-50, it may not be 50% of the money, but it's 50% of something, right? If you're not, if you make $1 million a year, it may not be necessary for your spouse to work, whether you're the male or the female making that amount of money. But what are they bringing to the relationship? Are they good about keeping the house clean? Do they make sure that they're paying the bills? Are they mowing the grass? I mean, you got to feel like it's a partnership, or what do you have? Do you have somebody sitting on the couch eating bonbons all day while you're out working? No.
Are bonbons still a thing?
I don't know. But chocolate covered cherries. Whatever. You can't do that. No, but no relationship can exist like that.
Well, I agree. Just because you're not working, and just because I'm suggesting that the man, in my opinion, should be more than willing to support his wife financially,
right,
100%, doesn't give the woman the excuse to be like, all right, babe, I'm going to go hang out at the pool all day. I'm going to do nothing. Like, if you have that mindset, that's to me just laziness. So I think you're right. 50-50 can look different, but it certainly does not mean that you have to be splitting the bills, splitting everything.
It's pretty simple. Both sides commit to the partnership. It's a partnership, right? Whether it's a marriage or you're living together, it's a partnership. If you're in this thing together, this radio gig has been good to me. And television news paid my bills for a long time, and now I'm happy to get to do what I'm passionate about and get paid to do it. But if they decide at the end of this contract that they don't want me anymore, you may see me bagging your groceries at Costco. I mean, I'm a worker. I've worked since I was 14 years old at an amusement park. My mom used to have to take me and drop me off. So that's just ingrained in me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know who I don't know who those people are that's not ingrained in. You're out there working every day, whether you're lucky enough to get to do what you love like I do, or something you might hate, which is bagging groceries.
Well, there's obviously lazy people around the world in every country. But it does seem as though it's more pronounced in America. I mean,
right.
Look at the difference in this video, which, by the way, can I just point out, I know you only heard it, you didn't get to see it, but they picked very, feminine-ish men. Okay, that was just weird for the American men.
Really?
It seemed like that.
Not masculine guys.
The Russian guys seemed like, ugh, and the American guys just didn't. And maybe that speaks to another issue that we have here in American culture.
It sounds like some Russian collusion you got
going on. Don't
you?
Yeah, that's exactly
what
it is.
Ethan?
Ethan's just laughing.
Maybe our studio's been wiretapped by the Russians. That's why everybody can hear us during the commercials.
Sorry, everyone.
Something definitely is going on.
Yeah.
Don't you think that that's just that it's our view on that separates us from a lot of other countries? That a lot of other countries wouldn't even think about that. Their mindset is you get married, the guy goes off to work, and he's providing financially, and the woman stays home. Again, I'm not saying
in a lot of places
that
is like that.
Marge on Facebook is saying everyone has to do what works. I get that. I think my point in all of this is it's it's interesting to see the difference in opinion from the Americans versus the Russians on whether you'd be willing to financially support, whether that's what you decide to choose or not to do or not. That's one thing. But the question being, do you think that's okay? And the American guys are like, no. She should provide for herself. 50-50. Has to be 50-50.
I don't know. I can't have a hard time relating to it. It's a sacrifice. If you decide...
Well, but your wife does stuff.
Oh, no, absolutely. So, but so I'm just saying, in terms of if you have to sacrifice and agree that you're going to bring in less money as a couple if one of you decides to stay home and raise the kids at the end of the day, unless you're married to somebody who's making, you know, $250 a year, you're going to have to sacrifice something. Mm-hmm. And for us, that sacrifice was it was easy. We wanted her influence over the children at home when they were young, before they went off to preschool or kindergarten. And then she went back to work after that for a while. So it's just the way it is. And now she works full time, but from home.
Mm-hmm.
So you make those things work.
Agreed.
You make it work. You make it work for you, but I don't think there's any pressure. I don't know. I don't know. They talk about people who are deadbeats. Don't be a deadbeat.
There's plenty of deadbeats.
You shouldn't want to be taken care of. You should want to produce something.
Well, that's why we need to stop emasculating men and stop trying
Thank
to
you.
Act like they should be more feminine and it's okay that they cry all the time. Guys, if you want to cry, like, I'm not saying you can't ever cry, but if you're crying every day, that's a problem. Like, you need to be men. You're the leaders. At least that's
Seek
my
help.
Belief.
Listen to this woman. I'm telling you.
Maybe I'm being harsh, but it's time for the men to man up. It's time for the women to stop trying to have this competition with the men of like, I can do anything better than it's that I feel like that's just blown up in society. And it's this constant battle between men and women on who's better and who can do this and who can do that. And women trying to prove to men that they're better and da 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 da. And it's just it's exhausting. Women are incredible. We can do a lot of things. I'm not trying to diminish that. It's this competition, though, I think, is what's gotten out of hand.
Can we just reach the conclusion here that things have gone to hell in a handbasket? Because now we can't even define what is a woman. We have Supreme Court justices who don't know the answer to that. So how, you know, it's all intersex now.
I'll tell you what, I really enjoy watching those Charlie Kirk videos on Instagram of him going to the college campuses and debating the students, because
yes.
One of the most common debates
it's
is
classic.
What is a woman? And they can't, it's whatever you want it to be. He's like, okay, well then can I be a giraffe? No. Well, why can't I be a giraffe if I feel like a giraffe that day? Why do you get to say you're a woman just because you put on a dress and you start taking hormone blockers? It doesn't work like that. And it's so funny because these people, I listen to them and I'm like, I want to know the inner workings of your brain and how you're justifying what you're saying, because it sounds like gobbledygook.
Kind of warped. It's kind of warped. It's pretty amazing. Interesting. It's an interesting conversation. It's just one I haven't thought of in a long time, but it's definitely still out there. There's no doubt about it. By the way, if you didn't hear yesterday them covering the story about what in the hell has happened to Joe Biden and why was the mainstream media acting like there was nothing going on? Who is going to, the test has been, who will be the first one to stand up and say, hey, by the way, the emperor has no clothes. Who was going to do that? Because we've been screaming it for 4.5 years. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.